You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're ready to play Rattle Off.
Yeah, let's do it.
We got some lines filled here, so let's grab the first person to get through and say howdy to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
We're having a really good morning. Yeah. Started out a little choppy.
Wonky, yeah.
Okay, there's that. But then it just took off, my friend.
Like a rocket.
Mm. Brian, what was the highlight of your holiday weekend?
I was in Florida. I was in Destin area. So that was
beautiful.
Nice. A little beach vacation. Well, it was gloomy out here, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, real nice,
especially,
man.
Yeah. Destin is a nice spot, I have to say. Great beaches, and it's not crazy down like Miami Beach, like South Beach, you know. So,
right. No, it's fantastic.
Much more family oriented.
Is that what it was? Did you have bring your family or a special somebody?
No, it was a bunch of different friends, pockets of friend groups, and we just hung out, and it's awesome. It's very different from Miami. It's a great time. I highly recommend it. It's a pain in the butt to get there from Denver if it's way over and things like that. But
gosh, that sounds fun, though, man.
Where do you fly into?
So you fly, the airport there is called Fort Walton Destin. It's VPS is their airport code. But you have to stop in Dallas or Charlotte or Nashville.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if you had to fly somewhere else. I didn't figure there was a direct from Denver to Destin, so...
Not yet.
You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
Yeah, let's play.
All right, here's how it works. We're going to give Brian a category. He will have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples. And for you, Brian, in 10 seconds, we're looking for 5 museums that we've heard of. 5 museums. Ready and go.
Smithsonian, Holocaust. Sad one. Nature and Science, Wildlife Experience. I guess it shut down.
Time is up!
That was really good.
That was good. I appreciated the commentary behind a few.
Yes, you were commenting on all of them. That's interesting. You left out the Louvre.
Oh, the Louvre. That's a biggie.
The Louvre?
Denver Art Museum.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that was the one I was saying when I got cut off.
Dang it. Listen, we enjoyed talking with you. I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too, y'all. Take care.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye-bye. We even got a y'all out of them.
Y'all
take care. Y'all come back now, you hear? Hello, Janine. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter? What's
up?
I don't know. I'm nervous.
Are you freaking out?
Why would you be nervous?
I'm always nervous. I want something good to happen, and...
This is something good to happen. You made it on the air with us. This is fun.
I know. Cool.
This is good.
Did you say, quote, I'm always nervous?
Typically. Well, no, not always.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't want you to live that life walking around constantly, you know.
No, it's worse than that. Constantly sad.
Don't be sad.
Well, my son passed away in December, so that's why it's been really rough. So I'm, like, hoping for the best here today.
Well, I hope you win today. I'm sorry for your
loss. We're sorry about that. Sorry to hear that.
Yep.
Very difficult. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. What did you do over this past weekend, the 3-day weekend? What did you do? What was, like, the highlight of the weekend?
Well, I did have a nice little memorial for him with some friends, and had a beautiful... dinner last night at a very good friend's house, and that was a highlight. Meeting a couple of really great people and just welcoming new wonderful people into my life.
Solid support group.
That's good.
See, that's huge.
What did they? I got to know though, because I'm going to judge. What did they serve?
Oh, filet mignon.
Hold on to those friends.
Well,
you hold on to them.
And I made a leek and fennel casserole and marinated shrimp.
A leek.
Okay.
A
you saved yourself with a shrimp. Okay.
They might not invite you back because of that casserole.
Say, they're whipping out the steak, and you're bringing leeks.
I don't know.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was delicious. Even you guys would like it, I'm sure.
Well, maybe have a little scoop, you know, to be polite.
We would at least lie and tell you that we liked
this
it, okay?
Is this leeks?
Mm-hmm.
Right here?
And then when you turned your back, we would spit it into our napkins.
Yeah. So.
Nobody did that.
That you know of.
Yeah.
So, listen, we're just having fun with you. Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. You want to play some Rattle Off?
I would love to.
All right. And it is food-based, so in 10 seconds,
okay.
Why don't you give us five things that are made with lemon? Five things you can make with lemon. Ready?
A Meyer lemon.
Oh, wait. Ready? And... go!
Meyer lemon cake, lemon cupcakes, lemon pasta, lemon pie, a lemon tart.
I think that's...
I didn't do it.
I think that's five.
I think that is five. I especially liked the lemon pasta.
That's the only one, but I'll accept it.
Oh, no, but the delicious lemon pasta.
There is. I've never had lemon pasta.
I have had lemon pastas, so I know what she's talking about.
Do you like
about.
Pucker up when you eat it? You're like,
no, it's very good. I also make a really good lemon garlic chicken.
That is a really good one. There's always also just the lemonade. So
and lemon donut, yeah, lemonade.
Oh, I'm thinking food, not drink.
I think you've got five. You're a winner.
Thank you.
I will say you said lemon pie. Yes, lemon meringue pie. The meringue stuff is too
not for you. Dom's not a meringue guy.
I scrape the meringue right off into the trash.
And I like extra meringue.
What?
I'm more of a cook than a baker.
It's all right.
Well, I'll tell you what you are is a winner. So if you will stand by, Janine, Josh will tell you all about your prize, okay?
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you, boys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well,
we
appreciate you. See, you don't need to be nervous on this show, even with those millions of people listening.
Nailed it.
She still got it.